And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego here, having a great time talking fishing with Eric and Joe from The Tomahawk. And wow, what a great show. So I can't believe how fast that first hour flew by.
I know, it's wild. Yeah, this is great. We're so stoked to have these guys in here. I mean, obviously it's a bummer that we're not fishing, but the highlight is we get to have both of these guys in here today, which isn't normally going to get to happen during the fishing season. So we're pumped, and lots of great info, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup during this second hour, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. The phones have been absolutely packed all morning since the beginning of the show. It's been a very busy one. And it's always good to tell you, too, as a reminder, the phones are slightly different when you call into the fan, that you don't necessarily get a busy signal. Like right now, all of the lines are full. What will happen is the phone will ring, and you won't get a busy signal, and then it will just go, it'll basically go silent. And that doesn't mean that your call is busy or not being answered. They basically just go into a queue, and then as soon as there's a line open, it fires right in there. So if you don't hear anything and you don't think it's a busy signal, it's not that you're getting ignored. It's just that the phones are packed. But lots of time to take your call in the second hour. Not only are you going to get all your questions answered, but also a shot at winning a great prize. Today at the end of the show, somebody's going to get to go fishing on a day-and-a-half trip on board the Tomahawk, get in on all this great action we've been talking about already. How cool is that, man? Tomahawk.
Thank you, Eric and Joe.
You're welcome.
We appreciate
that. Let's get out
and fish. Yeah. Very nice.
No doubt. And then in addition to that, also, you're going to get $50. You're going to get $50 Point Loma Seafood. Come down a little early, grab a squid sandwich and a cold beer, sit up top of Point Loma Seafoods, overlook the harbor, and then head on down, hop on the boat. It's going to be quite a prize for one lucky caller today at the end of the show.
And we want to thank the Christensen family for that great donation, that $50 gift card. They're open 11 to 6 every day, including today. You want the freshest thing in town, it's Point Loma Seafoods right there. Let's find out what's biting on the beach.
You got it.
Since we can actually go on the beach starting tomorrow,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. We got Gundy's on the line. What's up, Gundy? Good morning.
Squid sandwich. Gotta love it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah,
how's it going, guys? I got good news, you know, and you guys mentioned it. Lots of beaches opening up. My little rundown here, and you got to check with your local, you know, authorities, but this is what I'm hearing. Most of Santa Barbara's now open. The Ventura beaches are now open. L.A. County beaches are still closed. So starting there at Sunset, which is part of Orange County, those beaches are open. Huntington, Newport, South Laguna, San Clemente now open, and then starting Monday, I think, Pete, is when the San Diego beaches are all opening. Is that what you hear, too?
That's right, starting tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah, so that's terrific stuff, and, you know, I already got a hot report here from those guys up in Santa Barbara, and it's a grunion run, and the halibut are in the shallows, and they had an excellent, outstanding, was how they described it, week of halibut fishing. Good catches were reported there from Goleta, Gaviota, East Beach, the sandbar, flash minnows, grunion pattern swim baits, spoons, cut anchovy, all that stuff. Everything's working. Plenty of shorts, but still legal fish. I think 32 inches was a better fish. And, of course, the barred perch bite. This is the spawning time, and they've had real good fishing, limit fishing. I think better fish are right around that 2-pound mark. Lots of spawning hens, so that's full-fledged. And then, like, big fish reported a good spot fin bite there. The guys were able to get out on a Huntington pier, caught some spot fish there. I mean, spot fin. Catch 'em tackle in Newport reported that the guys are really starting to pick at the halibut there. River jetties, the street jetties were a couple of hot spots there. And then in San Diego, the guys have been fishing those lagoons a little bit here. And now, you know, the beach is opening. I think a 30-inch, 12-pound fish in the lagoon was a catch, so we're just getting ready to go. I'm fired up, Pete. We're looking forward to getting on those beaches and getting back at it. I'm going to you know, have the Surf Fishing Report back in Western Outdoor News, you know, and so we'll start getting back at it. I don't usually toot my own horn, but did you happen to read that piece I wrote there about the characters of party boat fishing there, Pete?
Was that in last week's Western Outdoor News?
Yeah, I believe so. It's just kind of a comic piece, and I just kind of characterize all the different guys you might meet on an open party boat. So I figure all you guys would appreciate something like that.
Is that in the current edition there, Gundy?
Yeah. There's like the always bit guy, the cool hand Luke, the hard luck kid, you know, and we just kind of had a little fun with
that's
it.
Cool.
So
oh, yeah.
Check that out. I've been getting a lot of feedback on it. That's why I have to pick it up.
I look forward to it.
Got it right here, Gundy. So be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News for that and, of course, a lot more. And, Gundy, we will talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, one note on that. I didn't make any of that up, Pete. That's just from years of riding boats.
Yeah, for sure. Indeed. Thanks, Gundy. I look forward to seeing that in Western Outdoor News for sure. Appreciate that very much. Well, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
God, I say we should have pumped Gundy what his opinion was of all that bait sitting in the box. You know, he spent so many years at the Dana Point receiver loading bait for everybody. I mean, that guy knows how nice that sardine's got to just be
slimy,
fat and happy, swimming around in circles waiting to jump in a bait tank.
Yeah.
Well, the phones are packed. If you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. Let's go to Santee. Talk to Mark this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
How are you, Mark?
Hey, my question is, on a 2.5 day or a 2 day, what is the difference in rail time that you get?
Well, a lot of difference. You're fishing, so on a 2 day, let's just say you're leaving on a Friday night, you return on a Sunday evening, you get one full day of fishing in the zone. Now, that second day, depending on where the fish are located, is how long you actually get to fish in the hot zone where the fish are, because the captain is eventually going to have to turn the boat most likely north or east and come home at a certain time. So if you're fishing, you know, 60 miles offshore, he's going to have to come back home at noon. So, you know, you're not going to really be fishing between, you know, noon, and you return to the dock at 7 p.m. So a 2.5 day is definitely a better trip as far as rail time. You're going to be able to fish sunrise, sunset 2 days in a row, and then you motor at night. So you're not missing any fishing time on that 2 day, if that makes sense, Mark.
Yeah.
Basically, the trip and a half just equates to all your traveling being done at
exactly
night while you're sleeping.
You're fishing where the captain knows the fish are an entire 2 days.
Yeah, and more time on the water is good, right, Joe?
Always.
Yeah.
I can't wait, I'll tell you.
We're itching.
I'm shaking.
Yeah. So now on the Tomahawk, you do 2.5 day trips, right?
Yes. We have several 2.5 days up. Our trip is online at tomahawksportfishing.com and fishermenslanding.com. And our schedule right now is running all the way from, you know, next week all the way through November. We have a full schedule up, and, you know, we have a few 2.5 day trips throughout the year.
All right.
Definitely room on them.
Fantastic.
This is one of those things, too. The boat fills up. I mean, you guys have already earned a very good reputation of having a great boat and great crew and very good at, you know, that tuna thing. And, you know, if there was a silver lining to things being slow, there are holes that you can book trips. You know, there's weekend trips and, you know, in July and August that have openings on them right now. And, I mean, we all know what it's like when the season is happening and the fish are biting, the Tomahawk becomes a difficult boat to get on. And
yeah,
this is a good chance to slide in on some of those prime, you know, prime time trips right now.
Exactly, Rick. And also, you know, the charters just haven't been what they were in the previous years because of, you know, what's happening with the virus. But there are a lot of weekends open that usually would not
really
be open. Yes,
sure.
They are open
wow
as open party trips, and they will run as open
nice
party trips. So if you want that hot weekend in August, September, now's your chance.
Nice.
It is open.
But it won't be open long. Like
yeah
the second that they say go and those big bluefin start hitting the deck, that stuff's going to fill up. So.
And how often do you run the boat, Joe?
Uh, I'm on it pretty often.
Yeah.
As a matter
of
fact.
Pretty much
schedule
a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they give me as much time as I want.
All right.
You know, so, cool. You know, it's as long as I can, you know, keep up with everybody.
Yeah.
Because, it does get kind of draining at times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just
a hard
running
schedule.
Back to back to back. But, you know, the day and a half thing, you come in the morning and then you get pretty much the whole day, you know, to relax and
recharge.
Lick your wounds and, you know, regroup and, you know, re-energize and then, hey, let's go do it again. So.
Yeah.
I get enough time to go see the family real quick, you know, get a little bit done on the boat, whatever needs to be done.
Yeah.
And let's go do it again.
Do it again. All right.
Civilized.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Cool. Hey, thanks
a lot. I like
that
day and a half stuff.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Armand. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Morning, Armand. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a question. So you guys talk a lot about, you know, drag settings or line size and how hard you can hole on a fish. How does that all change with hook size?
Oh, we couldn't hear you very well, but I think it was like how hard you can pull on a fish depending on the size of the hook is, I believe, the question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. That's a tough question because, I mean, if you're going to fish a small hook with heavier line, you know, you're not going to want your drag very, very to be very, very tight because, you know, it is possible to straighten a hook, you know, and or, you know, to just it just too much on it, you know. So
I totally get why you say that's a hard question to answer, because you can play devil's advocate just the same. If you hook a big fish and you don't pull on it, they don't come in.
Yeah.
You know, so it's,
you know, yeah. I try to match the hook size with the line I'm using. This way I can pull on it hard enough to the maximum of the line, you know, breaking strength, basically, and without straightening a hook, you know. Because if it's going to pull, it's going to pull, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, right?
The hook, you know, straightening.
Yeah, but you don't, you don't want to straighten it out. And if you got a small hook, okay, you may not get enough in there, and it just may be on the tip, you know, and it's easier to straighten out if you got a heavier line attached to
it. But then they might not bite a hook that's bigger than that.
They
right?
might not.
So they're in.
Welcome to bluefin fishing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
And then on
part
top
of that dilemma. Yeah.
On top of all those things, they're so notorious. They get straight up and down. They flare their gill plates. And they shake their head so bad.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
yeah.
just, you know, and they got more teeth. You know, their teeth are more so than, you know, than a yellowfin or an albacore or something. That's just like every year. They're frustrating, like especially in those big ones.
That's why it's just that much more gratifying when you
absolutely.
Get them on the deck.
That's it. Absolutely,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's why we recommend that Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook. That thing has got a light wire, but it's heavy enough, generally speaking, for fish up to 70, 80 pounds.
I was blown away. We fished that hook at Guadalupe a lot this year, catching those yellowfins that were, you know, that 60 to 90 pound fish. And I'll be honest, I was worried that it was too skinny of a wire, and I was fishing 50-pound in a super short top shot, meaning, like, you know, there's no stretch. Like, if you're going to pull and straighten things, it'll be amplified fishing that way. And, man, I was super, super impressed with it. But anytime you're fishing bigger fish, especially when you're towing the line on a hook that's a little smaller than you like, make sure that is a one-time use hook no matter what.
Good
you know,
point.
You catch a fish with it, it's just, you got your life out of it. Don't tie it back on. Just
toss it over the side.
Know that you won and be stoked and cut that thing off. Like, just, it's a, you know, anytime you're towing the line on lighter wire stuff, like, it's all one time use. You know, start with new again if you're gonna
good suggestion.
Be on it. Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Brian in Harupa Valley up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I had a question about the bunk rooms. Are they air conditioned, and can we reserve a bunk when we make our reservations?
Brian,
as a matter of fact, they are air conditioned, and we just installed two new air conditionings this off season, and they are nice and cold. We like to keep the bunk room cool, and if someone gets too cold, we give them blankets, because it's hard if you're hot. And you know,
it's easier to keep that air circulating.
So yeah, we have two brand new big ACs.
Nice.
We just upgraded them. And then yes, you can reserve a bunk when you book your trip. The best way to do that is give Fisherman's Landing a call at 619 221-8500, and they will assign you which bunk you want. Yeah. As long as it is available, and if you're first, if you're one of the first guys, definitely I would spring for those outboard bunks.
Yeah,
definitely, definitely go for those.
You'll get lost in that thing. They're big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So the sooner you book, the sooner you can reserve that bunk.
Yes, and a lot of people don't know about the, you know, about being able to reserve the bunk. So there is a lot of bunk availability typically before a trip leaves.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, good question.
Insider
thanks a lot for
tip,
the call.
Man. I like that. That's cool. All right. How about we jump back into them and talk to Carrie. Carrie's called us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Carrie.
There's really such a variety of fish available on the trip out of San Diego. What rod and reel setups do you recommend taking on a day and a half to two or even a 3-day trip?
Ah, good
question. Yeah, great question.
You know, that's a great question. I get this question asked a lot, and Joe, you know, chime in. But I recommend a minimum of 4 setups. That is going to give you the opportunity to be able to catch these fish that we're usually fishing for. You're going to want, and, you know, as a passenger, you're able to bring 6. We have the rod space. But I would always recommend at least a minimum of 4. 2-speed reels, one that fishes a 20 to 30-pound setup, one that fishes a 40 to 60-pound live bait setup, and then a flat fall rig, which is going to be your, you know, 80 to 120-pound setup, very, very stout rod with all these big fish around. And then the 4th one, it depends, but I like to bring another 40 to 60-pound live bait setup. All 2-speed reels. I personally like to fish the Spectra backing for these fish. Some people use a mono top shot to fluoro to a little bit of stretch, but definitely fluorocarbon, and depending on the bait size, you know, you have to be ready with number 1 all the way up to 3-aught circle hooks for the tuna. You can get away with J hooks for the yellowtail and yellowfin. Yeah.
Covered it. Joe, any input on that?
Don't forget your surface iron rig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They eat the surface iron, too.
Yeah, right? They do, once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Be so ready for that.
If you like throwing jigs,
like
bring one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always nice to see.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A cool sniper.
Yeah,
another
sure.
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying they caught some earlier on that,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So.
Be ready with different an assortment of jigs.
Yes.
I think that's
yes.
such a good call, too, on, you know, on bringing the 2-speed rigs. Like, I remember when that first happened, you know, when those reels first came out, it was always, you don't need one on a trip like that, and, you don't need one until it's 80-pound. And, man, the difference in those fish coming aboard hooked on a 40- to 50-pound 2-speed outfit versus a 40-pound star drag outfit, I'm sure has got to just be a world of difference.
Oh, it is a world of difference. You have to be able to have the lifting power with the rod, for one, and then able to, you know, when the fish goes up and down, able to put it in low gear and just wind that fish in. And you have to remember, you're fishing on a boat, you know, with 15 to 28 other passengers who might have fish hooked up, too. You need to be able to put that pressure on the fish and get them to the boat, because the longer these fish are on the line, the greater chance you have of losing them. You know, the circle hooks put a bigger hole in their mouth, something happens, you lose them. So come prepared with the right gear, and it makes a world of difference.
I love seeing 2-speed rigs.
Yeah.
It's easier on us when we got to handle your fish going around people. It's, big time.
Yeah.
Those star drags, you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I hate it when you got to grab it from somebody. It's like, what are we doing?
You got to work, you gotta work for every inch.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
hey,
it's
Carrie,
so much easier.
I know you also had a question about the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea Friends of Rollo drawing.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that drawing is still going on. We wish that it could be at the Fred Hall show, but we will still be holding the drawing on May 24th, and tickets are $10.
All right.
Oh, right on.
Great. Yeah. So, the drawing is going to be May 24th. The winner is going to be notified on May 25th, and then you can also still buy tickets, right?
That is correct. Tim@RolloKids.org.
Yeah, or you could check the Rollo Facebook page, right?
And also on Instagram at Captain Rollo's.
let's face it, the reason you should be supporting, you know, buying tickets is because your money's going to such a great cause, and that's first and foremost, and that's why you should be stoked. But for all those guys that love buying raffle tickets out there, talk about a great opportunity as the prize winner. You know, I mean, there's a lot of tickets that are sold at the Fred Hall show. I mean,
yeah,
a huge amount of them, and so there's going to be, you know, a few less people in the bin. It's going to just do nothing but increase your chances. I mean, talk about a good time to buy some tickets and
so buy some more
maybe,
tickets.
Yeah, maybe this will be the time to get your big win.
There are $30,000 in prizes.
That's crazy.
$30,000 in prizes up for grabs, and Rollo, we're giving it away, right, Carrie?
That is correct. There are some really incredible prizes up there. Everything from long-range trips to gift certificates, but really great opportunity and great organization.
It is. All right. Thanks for all your help with that, too, Carrie. Carrie does a lot of the social media
all
and
right.
the website and everything like that, so we appreciate that. Keep up the great work. CaptainRollos.org, right?
That is correct.
All right. Keep up the good work, and thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, well, let's find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can also purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and that famous tuna burger. And you can order online and have it shipped directly to your door. A special treat during these trying times. They have some super specials on smoked fish, jerky, smoked cheese, and spices. Get them at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right.
Let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Eric. How you guys doing today?
Hi, Dave.
Don't forget Joe.
Yeah,
hi, Dave.
It sounds good. Hey, hello. Hey, Eric, don't forget to tell them about our great trip to Catalina.
Yes,
when we get offline.
You went to Catalina with Captain Dave?
I did. It was amazing. That's life-changing.
Was it?
Oh, my. Yes, it was. But,
that was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. Back when we were young, no gray hair. All right. So, weather got nice. People got to go fishing. Dana Point launch ramp, guys came from San Diego, Pete, Rick. They filled the launch ramp up yesterday by 7 o'clock in the morning. The launch ramp was full. You couldn't get another boat in there. It was packed. Some of my clients had to go all the way up to Newport to launch their boat and then come back, get bait at Dana, and then go fishing. But what a great problem to have.
Right.
So a lot of people went fishing, and then what happened was there was a phenomenal amount of fog, but then the guys that made it over to Catalina had epic fishing. Yellowtail were biting. One boat had 40 yellowtail yesterday, that 5 to 10 pound fish. Another boat had 8 yellowtail yesterday, and another boat went 0 for 10 on the yellows because he was fishing way too light. And then inside all that was limit style calico bass fishing with a handful of that bigger barracuda. So Catalina's on fire. It's just waiting for the boats to get over there. All the fish just want to get on the boats and go for a ride back to the harbor. So we need to get the boats out. We need to start fishing because the fish are dying to get on those sport boats. They just cannot wait to get on there.
No doubt
about it. So we got to get going. We got to go fishing.
Yeah, and, you know, Danny and Jeff and the guys at FishDope.com have had the information. They have the reports that can put you on the spot because they're getting the information.
Yeah.
$20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. You want to know what's going on in the water, it's FishDope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
All right, guys, I do a Facebook Live seminar every day at noon, and then I do a story time at 6 o'clock every night. Got about 100 people watching every day. You guys want to get entertained, go over there and watch that. And then check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Make sure you go to Fish Dope for the updates on where the fish are biting at. And we will talk to you guys next Sunday.
See you, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Bye, Dave. Appreciate that. Yeah.
That's fun.
All right. Fun. Well, phones are packed up, Rick.
They are, man.
They want to talk to Eric and Joe, so let's jump back
that
into
sounds
it.
Good. How about Rich calling from Bradley up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Rich? Thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys. One of the things that's happening with the concentration of boats, like at Dana Landing being packed like that. It's the same thing is happening up and down the state because some of the lakes are doing the same thing. Some of them are closed, some of them are open. So it really concentrates the traffic, and it's creating a lot of chaos. And I was wondering maybe that could be something that CCA could help us with. You know, our membership is pretty big, so maybe they can kick in with that. What I called in for was talk a little bit about things have really changed since Albacore have been around. Technology has changed. Tackle improvements have come down the pipe. There's a lot of stuff available that wasn't available last time Albacore were part of the picture. So I'm wondering what kinds of different things you would do, maybe with, like you're talking about, with the Colt Snipers or something like that, differently when they really become part of the thing that everybody's focused on. Maybe get your inside baseball on that one.
I mean, I haven't caught an albacore since 2004.
Yeah.
I believe that was the last time I caught one. But I'm thinking the small reels with
totally.
The light line and then the longer rods that you can actually get the chovy out there if you're fishing chovy, if we see chovy, you know, or really small sardines. But, you know, I really think these albacore, if they show up and when they show up, are going to bite just like the yellowfin, you know, even more. They're going to chew the paint off the boat in the corner. And as long as you can get a bait out to them, I think you're going to be just fine. And I'm thinking that small reels and the long rods is definitely the way to go to cast that smaller bait out there.
Okay.
All the improvements, different composites.
It's changed, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Since you were on the 105?
Yeah.
And the Rooster?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's those star drags we were just talking about, as opposed to two-speed and all that. Oh, yeah.
Did it blow your mind when you started on the Tomahawk? It's like, look at all this stuff, right?
You know what? It kind of caught me by surprise a little
Did
bit
it?
Of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's because I have rods, but they're all wrapped up in that cellophane up in my rafters. I hadn't broken them out for... Gosh, 7 years, you know, because I never took a rod with me when I was commercial fishing.
Yeah.
But, I was looking at some of the new stuff that they got. It's
good
stuff. I can't wait.
It's going to be so nice to be able to hook a fish on a Trinidad 14 instead of a Newell 220. You know, there'll be no more, like, putting drags in at nighttime and, you know.
Or hearing the drag goes.
Yeah, putting dog springs in your reel because it failed after the fifth fish. Like, it's going to be,
just handling some of the new stuff these guys are bringing out. You know, I've been on the boat, just for a few months.
Yeah.
And, you know, been on there for a few trips, but. Some of the newer stuff that they have, you know, handling it, you know, if you got to handle it for somebody getting around the corner, getting around people, it's pretty nice. I mean, you definitely have a better advantage now.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you that our friends at Poway Valley Collision are open and they're ready for business. What a great time, like you said, to have your car fixed up. Nobody's better than Jim and Mary and the gang over at Poway Valley Collision. They're certified by Ford, Subaru, and GM. So, and they work with almost every insurance company. So if you need your car fixed, Poway Valley Collision, they're the best.
Yeah, even if you just bumped a column in a parking garage or something and you want to get a thing straightened out, do it while everything's down and slow and you're not at work. You know, good time to drop things off when you're not needing to have both the cars in the house kind of thing.
You bet.
Yep, good call. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more special guests, and a whole lot more with Joe and Eric. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. We recommend that you purchase your trip insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit to get your money refunded if you have to cancel. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Been very busy morning on the phones. Absolutely packed solid. But if you want to get through, 833-288-0973.
Indeed. And now we have our good buddy Bob Dawson from Dawson Insurance. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Pete.
Of course, you actually insure a lot of the boats in the fleet now.
Including the Tomahawk.
Yeah, that's what Eric was just saying. Tomahawk, and thank you for all. I mean, you've done wonders. I know you insure my boat too, and you do all that. But if it wasn't for you, there would be a lot of boats without insurance, because I know you work hard for the fleet and stuff like that. So thank you for that, Bob. But what we wanted to talk this morning about is about trip insurance and the importance of having trip insurance. We've talked about it on the show before, and you know, a few things we need to clear up though with this COVID-19 thing. It doesn't cover for that, right?
That's right. Unless you purchase the plan before January 21st, when it became a known epidemic. After that, they said, hey, we're not going to cover it. It's a known epidemic, and it's an exclusion on the policy. But anybody that purchased the policy prior to January 31st would be covered for the COVID-19.
But it wouldn't be covered for fear. It would only be covered if you came down with the virus, right?
Right. Yeah, because the travel insurance is really designed for if you have an accident or an illness that prevents you from going on the trip, then that's when the travel insurance kicks in. There's actually 26 different reasons. We're not going to go over them, but, you know, people could always give me a call and I can discuss it with them.
Yeah, and one of the most important aspects of the trip insurance is not only the trip cancel, if you cancel because you're sick, but also the emergency evac part of it, right?
Yeah, and that's really the most expensive part. Most of the plans come with on medical they come with $25,000 to $50,000. On medevac, they're $100,000 to $500,000.
Wow.
For your medevac, and they will fly you back home.
To your home hospital, right?
Yes, to your home hospital or hospital of choice.
So no matter where you are in the world when you're traveling, this policy would cover you.
Yeah, as long as you're over 100 miles from home, all the coverages kick in, whether in the U.S. or worldwide.
Wow. Pretty impressive, yeah. And it's not that expensive, right? You have policies that start for a year for $280, right?
Yeah, actually $275 for $3,000 in trip cancellation, and it includes $100,000 in medevac, $25,000 medical, rental car coverage up to $45,000 with no deductible and so on. Baggage loss, it's a full package policy.
And that's for the whole year. So any trip that you're going on within that year, you're covered.
Exactly, yeah.
Beyond 100 miles from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you're 100 miles from home, you can get plans up to $10,000. That's the maximum you can get. Those are $785 a year. But they have a $7,500 plan and a $5,000 trip cancellation plan as well.
Yeah, yeah, and of course the higher dollar. I mean, if you have multiple trips, get that $5,000 plan, right? It's not that much more.
No, what I recommend is whatever your most expensive trip is, you feel you're going to make during the year, buy that plan. Don't buy a $10,000 plan if you're making a max trip of $5,000.
Okay.
But if you don't use it, it rolls over to the next trip, the next trip, and the next trip.
Gotcha. All right. Now, what about airlines, cancellations on airlines and such like that?
No, not covered on travel insurance because that's the airlines. You gave the airlines your money, and they're the ones that have to refund it. With the exception, if you have an illness or an accident that prevents you from going on the trip, we'll make sure that you get your airfare back as well.
Okay, so like when you go online and buy an airline ticket, they ask you to buy a, you want to insure the policy. It would be basically the same policy if you buy that annual policy?
Well, you can't purchase annual policies online. You have to go through an insurance broker. But they do offer like a single trip policy. We do as well. It just depends on, you know, what's easier for the client. You know, if I always recommend anybody that puts a deposit on a trip, just get your travel insurance, because if something comes up and you have to cancel, that way we get your money back. And of course the boat owners love you to have it too, because they get to keep their deposits and not be refunding. And most of them have cancellation clauses anyway. So like if you're going on a long range trip, you usually have to pay your trip in full 90 days prior to departure.
Right. Right. And if you get sick before that trip, you would be covered.
Yes. Yep. All right. Or an accident. You know, it could be a family member ending up in a hospital, or a family member gets in a car accident or whatever, something that may prevent you from going. And there's 26 different reasons. If anybody wants to see an actual copy of the policy contract or get a quote from me, I can email it to them.
All right.
That's awesome.
Very
Bob.
Good. Well, how do we get a hold of you, Bob?
Best way is by direct phone, area code 619-990-3068. And it's my direct phone for Bob Dawson. Or you can go on almost any of the boat's websites, the long-range vessels especially, and they have our trip insurance information on there as well in case you forget the number.
Indeed. And if you want insurance for your boat, you can't find it, call Dawson Insurance. Yeah. They can get it done.
Yeah, we'll get it done. We'll find a home for it. Man, it's been difficult. I got to tell you, lately, you know, it's just been crazy. Even the Lloyd's syndicates have a lot of our companies that deal with Lloyd's, and Lloyd's is not an insurance company. They're just a group that puts together underwriters and insurers. But even they have really drastically cut back on their underwriting and their coverages. You know, we have boats getting letters saying, hey, we're not going to renew because our Lloyd's syndicate went out, and we can no longer offer the insurance. But we have plenty of different vessel insurance plans, so we can always work that out.
All right. Bob Dawson, Dawson Insurance, he's our guardian angel when it comes to travel, for sure. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, great talking to you guys. Have a good one.
All right. All right, you too. All right. Well, phones are packed. Let's jump into it,
yeah,
right?
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Brian? Brian's calling us from Wildomar this morning. What's up, Brian? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Brian?
Pete, I want to thank you because this is like my 2 hours of therapy every weekend getting past this stuff.
Well, we're glad to be here, and we want to thank our sponsors for making it possible.
How awesome is that? How seasoned is the bait really going to be, man, when we get going? The boats are probably going to have to...
It's going to be hard to catch.
The boats are probably going to have to fill up like a day or two just to give the bait receivers more room to fill up the receivers. But my question for Eric and Joe was, when the boat leaves, and in the instance if you have to take less people, you guys gonna have to recalculate fares? I mean,
that's a good.
You know, you guys are in the business to be able to fill the gas tanks, and well, gas is a little bit cheaper, but still.
Your question is, if we're taking less people after this happens, are we going to have to change the fares?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't got there yet. If you have already booked a trip, we're not going to change the price on you. Whatever you paid is your contract with us. I mean, if we're talking drastic, like we're taking half the people, yeah, we're probably going to have to change the price
some kind
at
of a some
surcharge
point. Or something.
Something. I mean, obviously, it's not a fuel surcharge, and we're going to try to be competitive as possible because we want to go fishing. I want our crew working, and we're very aggressive when it comes to that as a boat. So, you know, I mean, if we're taking half the load, you know, 10 to 15 guys, we're definitely going to have to, you know, charge something different.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not going to change anyone's price. So, you know, if you're a astute guy and you're listening,
yeah.
book it before that happens because I ain't going to change it on you at that point.
There you go. That's good answer.
Yeah, well
thanks.
Said, too.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, next up, let's talk to, is it Laney calling from El Cajon or Lanny this morning? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
It's Lanny.
Hey, Lanny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great.
We'd be doing a lot better if we were out on the water, though, wouldn't we?
Yeah, you know
no
that,
doubt.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I fished on the Tomahawk a couple of times last year with my son and grandson. We had some great trips. We got a great crew. Bunk room is second to none. So I just wanted to put that plug in for you guys. It was terrific. We caught quite a few bluefin. We didn't get anything. We didn't get any of the big dogs. The biggest one we got, I think, was 70. We had
a nice
great,
one.
Great trip. I'm not complaining. I got in trouble on one of the fish because I hooked it on a Lex on a single speed star drag. Took me a
that
while
guy.
To get it, but we still got it. Most of the time I'm fishing the Talikas. But my main question this morning is, have you found that most of the bigger fish are being caught with a dropper loop with maybe – when I'm talking bigger fish, I'm talking bluefin now, with maybe a 4 or 6 foot fluoro leader on the braid, with a rod that's got a little more bend to it, so you don't worry too much about that stretch. But I seem to notice that when I was going with a 2 pound, not a 2 pound, 2 ounce or a 3 ounce lead on there, about 4 feet above the hook, I was getting some of the bigger fish. Have you noticed that, or has it really
made
a difference?
Do you have any tips there, guys?
Whether it's fly line or with bait?
Yeah. Joe?
Like I said earlier, we were catching most of the fish on fly line. Fly line
sardines
with and guys were using, didn't see too much of the fluoro to spectra, okay? Guys were using a little bit of a top shot of mono and then to the fluoro. It just gives you a little bit of extra stretch. And as far as, you know what? I would recommend using, I mean, the reel is one thing, but you need a rod that you're going to be able to pull with, okay? And
have some backbone
to it.
It's
got
to
have some backbone because you never know. You might see 40-pound fish bubbling around by the boat, and you throw your bait out there, and oops, you know, the 120-pounder bites it.
Yeah.
You know, so now you're going to need, you know, you got this, you know, bitchin' rig that you set up for smaller fish, and now you got this monster hanging on it. So for me, it's always a matter of, you know, a guy told me a long time ago when I was running the qualifier, you're supposed to pray before you get bit, not after.
That's good.
That is good.
And, I mean, last year, traditionally, our big fish, we had a couple over 300. Most of them were on flatfalls.
Really?
Yeah, early in the morning or late in the evening.
How big a flatfall?
The largest size, what is that?
250.
The 250.
Well, actually, do they have a big one
now?
Yeah,
now it's 350. 350. But yeah,
I mean,
two.
If you are trophy hunting, we offer some, instead of a day and a half, it's a day and three quarter, and you actually get to fish two night bites.
Oh, that's cool.
And so those are going to be our trophy hunting trips. They're all coming in June and July.
And those are on the schedule right
those
now?
Those are on the schedule, and that is where we will be targeting those flatfall fish. And those have been, like I said, we got several over 300 last year and a lot over 200. Most came on the flatfall, and then also a lot obviously came on the fly or on the kite. Yeah. But at night, you know, you're fishing a rig that can handle a 300-pound fish, and you're using that flatfall.
Most of those bites on the flatfall were at night?
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, right, I mean, the earliest would be right as it's getting dark or right as it's getting light.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, some we had at 4 in the morning, some we had at 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Just in the, you know, find the school that actually wants to stick to the boat and bite, and you actually have some wide open fishing. And as long as your flatfall is hooked correctly and rigged correctly, I should say, the main thing is, you know, you got to have crimps, not knots. And we do all that for you on the boat. We have all the tackle, all the line, all the crimps.
When you say crimps, you mean to the line?
Yes, yes. Okay. So you're going to crimp loops. You're not going to crimp any knots.
Okay.
You're not going to tie any knots.
Now, why is that?
They're just so much stronger, the crimps, because we're using 150-pound monoliters on the flat ball.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're going to be crimped.
Definitely got to have that heavy leader.
Yes, absolutely. Those. Yeah. I mean, if you haven't caught a fish that big, their teeth look like a shark.
Yeah. Indeed. Hey, good questions, though. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to John, who's calling us from Huntington Beach. What's up, John? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. And when Joe was talking about the commercial fishing offshore, I opened up Google Earth, and I'm looking at these seamounts that are like 500 miles off the due west of San Diego. And I'm just curious if that's the area that they fish, or is it farther south of that line? Or
it was farther west. Farther west. Right. It's the Molokai Fracture Zone.
Which is, like you said, it starts at 800 miles.
It runs almost all, like I said, about 500 miles to the coast.
Wow.
You know, from the Hawaiian island chain.
That's cool.
Yeah. And you can kind of follow it on the, like, almost like a chain of underwater.
It looks like
islands.
The Rocky Mountains, man. It's
really?
Just, yeah, underwater. It, yeah, it's something else.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's where you guys have spent a lot of time fishing.
Yeah.
Have any San Diego boats ever fished that zone?
You're talking about the one that, like, there's the Jasper that's out there. That's about, what is that, about 280 miles, I think it is, from San Diego.
That's a bank.
It's a seamount.
A seamount.
Yeah. And some of the guys would stop there and fish. There was some big eye there, but a lot of OPA are out there.
Hmm. Oh, interesting.
Big OPA.
Big OPA.
Big OPA.
What's a big OPA for you guys?
You know what? We were normally averaging about 90 pounds.
Okay.
You know?
That's cool.
So, yeah, every once in a while we get one of them ones that were tough to get through the gate, you know, the 140, 150-pounders, you know. But, our average size was like 90, 95 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But at that Jasper, and the seamounts that are a little bit closer, that's where you're going to find a lot of the OPA. It was pretty impressive, some of the numbers guys would get out of there.
Yeah, amazing.
I dig it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Chuck, calling from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys got me dreaming about the old Albuquerque days. Hey, Joe, how about the fluorocarbon since you left and came back? That new gold, that 12 and that 15, that Albuquerque would eat that up.
Definitely.
Yeah, fluorocarbon's a lot bigger than last time.
I tell you,
you know
what? The advantages now from back then are, it's night and day. I mean, all the stuff that they've developed and come up with.
And you were only gone for 9 years, right?
Yeah.
Think about that.
About 7 years, you know.
Seven years.
The Albacore, I mean, how long have they been gone? And you know what? I mean, it's like, it'd be a massacre.
How about the bow on the tomahawk? How's that for casting and stuff? Because sometimes that gets a little crazy. Everybody hears about casting, and it gets a little too crowded sometimes. But how is that up there? You got a big tank and stuff, or no?
The bow's pretty comfy. You got plenty of room for casting up on the bow. Of course, you always have to, be mindful of people behind you. But I know at one point this year we probably had about 8 or 9 guys up there casting long rods.
Nice.
You know, so
plenty of room.
There's plenty of room.
Just like we said, everything about that boat is big.
It's big.
Yeah.
The aisleway passing the guy with the hook fish is big. The bow's big. The stern big. Just a big boat.
You don't have to squeeze by, right, Eric?
Yeah. It's very big. Dart built it. Who was like, what is he, 6'4"?
Yeah.
So he built the boat big, and I mean, it's 24 feet wide. The boat is very wide.
Wow.
Very big. Everything's big. You can barely touch the ceiling in the bunk room or the wheelhouse.
Yeah. And what about electronics? You guys have all the modern stuff up
there
in the wheelhouse?
Oh, yeah. The boat is completely rigged. We've been doing upgrades. We just put some rolling chocks on this year to keep the boat roll down. That's something that's something we did out of the water in the yard in, what was that, December?
December.
And, yeah, we have a full suite of electronics, Ferono side-scanning sonar, Ferono up and down sonar. We're using NobleTech software for chart plotting. The boat is safety equipped with everything that comes with a boat that the Coast Guard checks. Our main thing on the boat is safety and customer service.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's sneak another in. Talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Lakeside this morning. What's up, Mark? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. How's it going?
Great.
Mark, good morning.
Great.
Hey, last year I know the Tomahawk was running. I don't want to say an extended trip, but they were leaving earlier and charging like an extra $30. Are they still planning on doing that this year?
Yes, sir.
Day and a half trip?
Yes, Mark. We have several day and three quarters. Once I think we have one or two every week starting in June, where we'll be leaving at 11 a.m. You get to fish on your way to the zone.
That was cool.
And you get to fish the night bite, then the morning bite, then you fish the entire day, and then you fish the night bite again before you come home.
Wow.
There were a bunch of trips last year. I remember working in the tackle store, and like you'd hear in the late afternoon, those guys would already call in with, you know, whatever. Sometimes your big scores on your departure day, they were having 50 fish days when normally you'd still be at the bait receiver tying your hooks on, you know, and they were putting up 50 fish days for an extra $30 or $40. It was really cool.
If the people can swing it, you know, because you're leaving earlier and they're not always on the weekend, you know, they're on the weekday, but you know, instead of driving over the fish at night, I mean, there's fish right out here right now. And if you find the right school that wants to bite, you know, you could be fishing hooked a bluefin at, you know, 3, 4 p.m., you know, easy. And also, on the way to the bluefin zone, you could find some patties with yellowtail, Dorado. Yeah. So, you know, it's a little early for Dorado, June, but, you know, we really like to – We're trying to push those trips because they're so good for bluefin.
So on your schedule, those would be listed as a day and three quarter trip.
It says extended day and a half.
Extended day and a half.
Yes, sir. And it leaves at 11 a.m.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yep. All right. And so it's you
long
can book
range
those.
Time.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that you can actually book those now.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Those trips are available. You can book them at TomahawkSportFishing.com. Or fishermanslanding.com, or give the landing a call, 619-221-8500, and we want to make those a more popular trip.
I love that. I think that's cool. First one to the receiver, you get there nice and early, get your early shot. That sounds great.
Yep. Absolutely. And if the sooner you book, the sooner you get to grab one of those outboard bunks, right?
Yep. And there's plenty of availability on those trips.
Yeah.
Plenty of availability. If you go to on our website, it says book online. You can see all the trips.
TomahawkSportFishing.com. Wow. Very good. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call.
That's great. Speaking of Tomahawk Sport Fishing, we come back. Someone's going fishing on that boat because we're giving away a day and a half trip. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggedy body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, a $50 gift certificate down to Point Loma Seafoods and a day and a half trip going fishing on the Tomahawk this year. That is going to Carrie in San Diego. Carrie, congratulations. You are going to have such a great time fishing on that boat and getting some great eats at Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, and thanks to you, Eric, for that donation.
That was cool,
we sure
Eric.
Appreciate
yeah,
it. Really a nice, generous donation for our listeners, and thank you for and if somebody wants to more information on Tomahawk, wants to book a trip, get in on those deals.
You're very welcome for the trip. We can't wait to go fishing with you, Carrie. TomahawkSportFishing.com or Fisherman'sLanding.com. And all our trips are on there. You can book them on our site or Fisherman's Landing site or give Fisherman's Landing a call, 619-221-8500. We really want to urge people to try to get out with this year. Come see what we're all about, fish with Captain Joe, and you will definitely see the difference in the quality, the food, and the customer service on the boat.
Yes,
no doubt.
People
about
rave
that.
About it for sure. Joe, welcome back.
That's great. Right.
We're glad to have you back, man.
Great to be
we're
back.
So
yeah.
Great to have you. And go fishing with Joe. You will really enjoy fishing with Joe.
Yeah.
No doubt about it for sure on the Tomahawk. Hey, thank you for listening today. Thanks to Dave in the studio for handling everything there. And of course, Adam, our main man on the app and our radio network there. Thank you, Adam, for all you do. And thanks to you out there and all of our sponsors for helping us be here and stay here, for sure. And we're going to be back next Saturday with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Talk about the big opening here coming up in June. And then Alec Robbie from the Polaris Supreme will be right here in our remote studio. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.